This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A barrel of crude closed today at $51 a barrel, up about 2.5%. Good news for the producing nations of the world, including us. But with oil still well off its most recent highs, not really all that great. I offer that as a way into this next story. Saudi Arabia went to market today with a $17.5 billion bond offering, the first time that it has sold debt into the global economy and the biggest bond sale from an emerging economy ever. We sent Marketplace's Jed Kim out to get the whys and wherefores.
It's a question of timing. Why are the oil-rich Saudis doing this now?
They're basically running out of money.
David Ottaway is a Middle East fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center. With oil's huge price decline, Saudi Arabia has been running budget deficits for years.
They've gone through close to $200 billion in their reserves, and they're trying to avoid continuing just drawing down on the reserves to cover their deficit spending.
Joe Gagnon is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says Saudi Arabia had recently splurged on major developments.
Housing and highways and infrastructure, hospitals and schools and petrochemical plants and stuff. That ramped up just before the oil price collapsed. Sort of bad timing for them.
The kingdom decided to overhaul its economy, austerity policies, selling off part of its state-owned oil company, and now this bond sale. It is a great time to be selling, says Raman Srivastava with Standish Mellon.
We've been talking about it here as them tapping into an oasis of demand. And really, it's coming from, the thirst for diversification, liquidity, yield. It's coming from the fact that oil prices are stable to slightly rising.
Plus, other country-issued bonds have done well recently. Argentina earlier this year offered $16.5 billion in bonds. And with Saudi Arabia's ready access to oil, the bonds are pretty low risk. Srivastava says he expects the sale to go quite well. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.